I think that is very important to clear this confusion, because there's a lot of extremists in the actual official regions, who say don't believe in aliens, they are demons. Because, 410, the church tells them that, the institution who wants them to not believe in aliens. The thing is our best allies. If we are still alive as a species and if the planet hasn't blown up in nuclear wars, it's because of the Galactic Federation our allies, aliens. So of course believing in them suddenly empowers you. We're not alone in the universe. There are other life forms. So we are not alone prisoner of mentally controlling a religious institution. We're not alone in the universe, there's so many other cultures. This was about angels and demons. Jesus, many people tell me, how does Jesus fit in all of this? Well, Jesus is an ascended master. I'm sure he was a great guy. Jesus belongs to the history of Earth, to the orb of Earth. Jesus is not an alien, he's just an ascended master. Even if he is an hybrid. He was a hybrid because, let us not fool, you know, Mary was taken on board a ship and fertilized, that is so obvious. So he was a hybrid, probably from an early Greys and this young girl. That's an input from the 80s into this, because if that reminds what I say earlier on, that it is have been helping humanities to evolve. And Jesus was probably carrying a message from a higher civilization, that was using him to help people to get on together and send a message of love and awakening. And this message of awakening, Jesus was an awakener. Well, it has been turned away by the Roman Empire. Aliens may have inputs in our religions that way and then in another way as well. Now I'm thinking about the Anunnaki, about the Chukar reptilians who are spreading control through the religions, using religions to control people as slaves. And they use them a lot, they use them a lot. The reptilian Chukar using religions a lot, so much to control the masses. And I'm not going to go into the dark stuff. Others make video about these dark stuff, so I will let you find out. So aliens can intervene in their religions for a purpose, and although the good ones have very sporadically intervened, very sporadically, the dark ones they just go at it totally. That's a whole subject. I won't go there. I don't want to bring this dark energy here. Jesus is now at a state of spirit being. Belongs to higher realms of consciousness. And I want thee to break misconceptions that are spread by the controlled opposition to make you confused and to take your mind away from your mission, which is finding the divinity within awakening and raising frequency. So Jesus is said commonly by New Age movement that is incarnated in Italy leading the Galactic Federation or ship named Jerusalem. That's all manipulation, it's not true. You think. They call it Sananda. This is untrue, this is a manipulation, this is a psyop. It's like a star cult, it's a psyop. Jesus has nothing to do with extraterrestrial affairs. It is nothing to do with Galactic Federation, nothing to do with Ashtar and the Jerusalem ship doesn't exist. Why would it? First, they don't name ships. Why would they name one of their ships made somewhere in space at hundreds of light years away from here of a name of a town on Earth? Why? That doesn't make sense. You need to just think a minute. That is not reasonable, it's not true. So there's a lot of misconceptions with Jesus and the aliens. Jesus is an ascended master and it is wonderful in itself. The three-letter agency uses the earth myths and religions to do their psyops. So of course they use Jesus, they use saints like many saints or Mary Magdalene or that. I mean, well, leave these people alone. They are doing their spiritual stuff, helping Earth on a spiritual level. They have nothing to do with aliens. So let us not mix everything. It's all about confusion. So Jesus, the saints and Mary Magdalene and all the other ones, they are Earth spirits, belonging to Ithorb. They are working very well now the moment on the Earth spiritual uplifting, even if at that time they were hybrids. They were mixed with people coming from I don't know where. They have nothing to do with aliens, they have nothing to do with the Federation. 411, in the past, As people were seeing extraterrestrial beings appearing in front of them, they couldn't grasp what was happening and they were described as such, angel coming in wheels of fire with the sound of thunder and light above them. They lifted me on a ladder of light towards the heavens and he saw God on his throne. Yeah, you see the commander of the ship. How can you explain with the words you have at your disposal at that time, that you are being abducted? I mean you have a contact. You can't explain it otherwise than through the words and the terms you have with you, and that's divine, religion, angels and otherwise you can also call them demons, regarding to your mindset, because you don't know, you're not told oh these guys come from another planet, because at that time people were not able to understand that, because their mind was set upon a very primitive belief of being the center of the universe etc. The Galactic Federation of World has a prime directive. That is a law of non-interference. So they needed to respect the beliefs of these people. Why did it take them, to give them a message, to help humanity evolve and awaken, because they were enemies? That's interference, but regarding to the code of the Federation they can't do that, because the species is threatened by an outside threat. They make them believe, that they are angels. They may even create holographic wings, to just fight into the local belief of the time, because they have a message to deliver. The aim is not to confuse if contactee, but to use what he knows. And within these boundaries deliver the message that the guy feels safe and not confused. That's why the aliens in the old times, the Nordics especially, the Federation is not going to send an Doctor in a Garoth or Emma there, you know. They're going to send a Hilormetan or Seelosai. They're going to send the human looking ones or the Tal of course. Sothi did that. They did that and that's how when the confusion between angels and aliens in the past, because not only people were unable to grasp who they were, but they were putting on them names and concepts that they knew. So this is what came the confusion. Aliens have always interfered in humans' history since the Ptl. Who came? The Ptl. The Agony. There were many different creator races who came, to bit play around with Earth and seeding of life. But there was always already local life. But then came the Anunnaki and they really messed up with the Homo sapiens sapiens. But then the Federation arrived. I really shortened the story. There were many colonies, many inputs. The Adari from Vega went in India. The Ahil in Scandinavia. The Seelosai with Atlantis. The Martians with Lemuria. It was coming and going all the time. And we have in our bodies now 22 different DNA from different planets. One is Homo sapiens. 21 are from the stars. You are made from stardust. Our DNA is very special, very powerful. That's why many evil races want to take it to manipulate us and play around with us, what they do at the moment. So the nefarious aliens wanted to maintain us, binded in slavery. But good aliens wanted to protect us and to help us against these nefarious ones. Hence, the contacts, hybrids surpassing messages. I don't know who was the soul that incarnated in the hybrid body of Jesus, but he was quite a powerful and ascended guy. So I want to raise confusion. Aliens are not angels. Aliens are not demons. But some aliens were mistaken for angels, and some aliens were mistaken for demons. This is something I like to repeat often, because it is a very important point, that is confusing a lot of people. Aliens, what are their religion? Do they believe in God and what is God? Where is God in all of this? What we all consider as God, this concept, is universal. Every religion and every philosophy or spirituality acknowledges a superior consciousness, that is animating everything with life, be it an old guy on his chair, be it the life force that flows in everything. It can be anything. But this concept is real, it's there. Everybody can feel it, that there is something else to life, something else above, 412, and beyond consciousness. I mean the concept of God hasn't been created by fun. Every living human that start developing a consciousness, comma that there was something beyond their comprehension, something that is here all around and in everything. God is not a tool of control, An old guy that Skinner say suffer or you won't go in paradise, you need to suffer, that's the dark controllers who make you believe that. We were not born in sin, we were born out of love. We came in this world as free sovereign human being, pure of heart and of mind. No child is racist. But we are told to be intolerant and judgmental, as we grow up. We are told by religions that we were born in sin and in guilt and we need to suffer and be a slave to a dogma, to a power control, to people controlling you. All of this is BS. We are very powerful beings and there are some structures that want us not to remember this. God is a formidable life force, that is everywhere, that animates everywhere, and hence it animates us. Our consciousness is part of, is a fractal of the consciousness of God. And that is what the aliens believe also. They do not call it God, they call it Source. The Liran race is in the Tamil language that became the official language of the Galactic Federation of Worlds called Source. Imana equals the Great Mother, but great means in the sense of super old. They believe that Imana, Source, is a consciousness and it's the force that is animating everything with life. It's the same thing. So aliens believe in that. They have no clue who Jesus are, they have no clue what Christianity is, they have no clue about religions, because at the moment you open your consciousness, you wake up, you awaken to your own power to who you really are, nobody can control you anymore and you realize the formidable power that is in you. And what is this power? What is this fuel? It's God, it's Source, it's this consciousness, this force, this power. And by your special DNA that compose these bodies, you can really activate it and magnify it super strong, and that's why they did what they don't want us to remember. The aliens believe in God, as we do regarding to our different religions and cultures. They do it regarding to their cultures. There are religions all over the galaxy and the universe different from us. They may believe that I don't know in God rocks or maybe I don't know anything that you know. You can make a religion with anything. But then as I said, as you reach a certain level of consciousness you realize that though religions, well, it was for a certain level of comprehension, you don't need them anymore, because you have direct connection with God. We all have it. You don't need priests, you don't need church, you don't no need to go to the church. You need to go to this church. This body, and inside it's the house of God, inside you have the connection. You are connected, you just need to remember. Know thyself and then you have the direct connection with Source, with the divine. You are divine, because you are a fractal of Source, because Source animates everything. So you have one fractal of it in you, you're alive. That's what the alien believe in and that's why more and more people awakening to their own power, believing as well. You can still call it God, because it's the same thing. Q. Do angels and demons exist on other soul matrix for instance, other planet? Yes. I believe so. They call maybe them otherwise, but regarding to what we would say interpret them as demons and angels, yes. Because every planet has its. The universe is composed of many parallel dimensions, and each dimension has many layers of densities. Each density is a density of existence. So when you have a planet with gravity, it just collapses an orb around it with all the densities. We have 12 densities plus the 13th is Source. We have 12 densities in this dimension. So every planet has these 12 densities of existence, every planet. So when there are life forms on a planet, you may have no life form in 3D, but you may have life forms in like a very low, like demon-like, 413, level or angel-like level. It depends on what level life is striving, what density life is striving on this planet. So my answer will be yes. Every world may have beings and consciousnesses that can be accumulated to our angels or our demons. Q. At the time of death do we go towards the light or not? That is very important. Well, not. Until now you needed to avoid it. I'm going to put it like this. Now you can go to the light which is a true light. When a soul discorporates, you're going to reach out to higher density, You're going to choose if you want to stay in the Earth orb or if you want to incarnate on another planet. To be able to incarnate in another planetary orb, you need to have reached already a certain level of evolution of consciousness. Otherwise you can't do it. When you discorporate, of course everything is brighter. There's light everywhere, that's the higher density. Your soul is like blinded, like out of darkness, like wow, and there's light everywhere. There was a trap set up by the Nebu, the domain from Orion, on the moon, that was very very ancient, that was trapping this process to harvest souls. They had created a hologram that you would be drawn to go to a vortex of light, and that was a trap. What would happen to you when you would go there? Well, you would be harvested, you would be put back on a lower density incarnation on Earth. You couldn't escape Earth. Nothing bad would happen to you, but they would put you back on Earth, you couldn't escape. And this technology was very difficult to neutralize. It was in the hands of the Nebu on the moon, and the Galactic Federation has been trying to get their hands on it for so long. Then in February 2021 the Galactic Federation liberated the moon and had this machine found and dismantled. So this doesn't exist anymore. Now you can safely go to the light. It may still look like a spiral of light or tunnel. And then you have the choice, go back to Earth if you wish, go somewhere else if you don't. All the star seeds that came to incarnate now at this moment in time knew that this machine was about to be dismantled. So we all came safely. We knew it was going to be done, but it was in the agenda, in the plan. So brave, courageous. So yes, you can go to the light now, you can go to the light as a free human, as a free soul. Q. God is in you and all around you. Split a piece of wood, you will find me. Lift a stone, I am the dot Saint Thomas, that's the true message. And not bad. On your knees, you need the priest because you're just stupid. This is the real message. Q. Elena, if you can analyze the notion of prison planet? I take this question again because I just spoke about it, and I want really to tell you, that Earth is not a prison planet anymore. Earth is not a prison planet anymore. It's over. We are free. We just need to know it. If we keep on maintaining this matrix in our head by complying to fear and manipulation, we maintain the trap ourselves. But if suddenly we say, I refuse fear. I do what I want. I'm a free sovereign being, you realize that there's nothing to stop you. The net is not here anymore. Valthor told me, cannot liberate a slave who holds onto his chains, so stand up. Stop kneeling, that's what the religions, the institutions, the dogmas have wanted us to do, to kneel as slaves. That's over, now it's the time we all stand up, we stand up and we take back the power. 414, Q, talk to us about the cosmic being archangels. Metatron is one of them. So there are supraconsciousness, that belong to no planetary orbs, but galactic orbs. They would be centered in the center of the galaxy, the center orb of the galaxy. The supraconsciousness Metatron is one of them, for instance. They are not humanoid forms. They are just pure consciousness, they don't even have a body of light. They are consciousness energy and sacred geometry, consciousness energy and sacred geometry. Think about Metatron, that's what it is. It has no polarity, it is neither male or female. Remember when we were told that angels have no sex, no gender? Well, there's truth in it. The Relans don't. The real angels, they are consciousness, they are not polarized, very high consciousness. Well, okay, you take Michael is masculine, but that's the lower, that's the Earth orb. But when you go the level of the galaxy, they have no gender, no polarity. They're just one, the higher beings, higher cosmic beings. You need to remove from the word being the image of a humanoid form. Being is to be, I subsistence. The soul that inhabits a flower is a being, has no human form. A being is a consciousness, is a something that is alive in consciousness, a living consciousness. Q. Is Jesus a human or alien? He was in a human body, that was hybridized. So he was a hybrid, was half human half E.T, probably from a Nordic race, either from the Pleiades or either from Sirius systems, I do not know, but he was a hybrid. Now the soul who came in him was probably from somewhere else also, because this soul was an awakened soul. He was a starseed and he came here for a mission. That doesn't make of him an alien. That makes of him a starseed, and many starseeds, most of the starseeds are hybrids, because you cannot imbue a soul of a very high frequency in a totally 3D body. You need to enhance that DNA and work on the bloodline to prepare the bloodline for one day being able. There will be a kid that is born and this kid is able to embody an alien soul. Because the bloodline has been prepared. So I think that's what happened with the Jesus bloodline, which was by the way considered as very special. And many people in this bloodline had met aliens, angels, or being on board ships. Q. Do you think these angels and demons are lost souls? What do you mean by lost? Lost regarding to what? What isn't considered as not lost? I think through us no lost souls. There is just souls at their own level of existence. The only way a soul can be lost would be a soul who one day who after the decorporation, what we call here death, this soul will be trapped somewhere and losing its way towards higher realms. That would be to me a soul that would be lost. This is something to meditate. Lost souls. Lost regarding to what? You know, it's like the fallen angel. I wonder what you know. Sometimes you have to stop and listen to the words. What does that really mean? Forget about the scriptures and the books. Fallen angel were the real angels, like the supraconsciousness beings that fell how into a lower vibration, lower frequency. Because you can't fall either than that. These angels of higher frequency, they are not living on the clouds and then they oops, no. Fallen I would see means going in the lower frequency and you're trapped. I think we're all following fallen angels at that stage, because we are higher beings trapped in lower frequencies, these bodies. But the matrix is gone. We're just maintaining it in our head. We're not fallen angels anymore. Wow. The walls of the prison have gone. We need to open our eyes and see it and from the position off on our knees stand up and walk out. There's no more walls. They make you believe there are you walls, but they are not. You're free, you are free. 415, Q. The demons have no home, they roam. Seeking a body to fulfill their human desires, I agree with you. They have a home, which is their own density. But they are hunters, demons are hunters. Q. Is it only human angel and demons that visit us from Earth, or do they help us in spirit world from other planets? I think the proper angels and demons that visit us sits from this planet, this orb. But also you we have visitors from other planets, who are from different densities. So among them can say, oh, this beautiful light being looks like an angel. You know. You have nine-dimensional extraterrestrials, who come here and they look like angels. But they are not, and they're just people solid on the ninth density, but looking ethereal when you look at them from lower density. So that's it. Q. Are there other powerful entities and beings that are like the God Source? I don't think so. There is only one source at the center of everything and this source animates everything else with itself. So, it's like a hierarchy of consciousness. As you go down in the hierarchy of consciousness, here starts the individuality and the ego is going to take over the pure consciousness as you go down in density, in vibration. So I mean someone like Metatron who is like next step is source, he's pure consciousness, he has no body, he is geometry and consciousness. Then you go down and ego starts to appear. But there is only one source. And consciousnesses that are fractals of this source that are close to it are still not it, they start to individualize. So I would say that with only one center. It's like a sphere, the universe is a sphere, at the center you have only center, that's it. I would say the singularity of everything. Q. Do ET pray? Some do praying. Praying is asking, asking or thinking. But it is always putting ourselves as inferior being towards a superior being. We ask something, please or thank you for having done that or please do that. It's putting us in a position of inferiority. We are invited to stop doing that and to start to connect directly, because to discover that we make change, that we have the power. Because we can connect directly with this big reservoir of force and source. Praying is asking. P.F. Course, some aliens do pray, because you still have some primitive cultures, where people still pray in adoration of a superior being. But you can connect with higher consciousness by self-upputting yourself as equal with them. If you put yourself as equal with God, which you are, you suddenly have the quantum resonance and you feel the power and you can. Some ETs pray that, some don't, they just connect, just meditate. There's a very popular practice, which is a routine every day. The Liran-based traces do that and they love it, but this practice is the Ooran way. It comes from the Arcturus system and they've been created by the Oori. It's a meditation to tune in with God, it's tuning in your own power. And they do it like every day, like some people who do Tai Chi in the morning. But they do that before starting their work and it puts other, it aligns them with Source, their power, their emotion, and they are ready for the day, ready for the battle and to take the tasks of the day with a centered mind and centered soul and centered heart and be effective. And so that I'd say that spirituality of all these evolved races, their spirituality is meditation, which they don't call meditation. They call it attunement or tuning. So every day they don't pray, they attune to themselves, to source through themselves. 416. If you want the universe to help you with something, do not ask the universe, please give me that. It's not going maybe to happen. Instead ask the universe, please give me the strength and the confidence to realize this thing, that I can have it, and you make it happen. Assist me doing the miracle. If you say do it for me, you give your power away. If you say assist me and in give me the strength and confidence that I'm going to do that, then you do it. You don't give your power away, you just ask for assistance and enforcement. It's like an army. You're not going to say, hey, will you fight for me please and win the war? No. You say, hey, give me enforcement, that I'm going to win this war, that's a different dot. So ask for assistance, not for the job to be done. You ask not to be saved but for assistance to save yourself. That's what the goodies of the Federation are telling me all the time. Pray not on knees but standing as an equal, with all the creation, that's it. That's about praying and gratitude. Gratitude, thank the universe, thank. Gratitude is the flow, send love. Gratitude is love. If you send love to the universe will love will come back to you, and energy and positivity and high frequencies create it and you create a flow. It's quantum resonance. You send out love, you have love in return. Send out light, you have light clearing up all the bad things in your life and giving you strength. Manifest what you want from the universe, manifest it first. For instance, you have a child abroad or someone you want news from, you're not going to say, hey universe, do that this person contacts them. Contact this person yourself by your heart. Close your eyes, imagine this person and create the link, the bond of the heart, and you will make it happen. You will attract the attention of the consciousness of this person. This person will contact you, that's how you do. You do it self and you only ask universe assistance. The universe is the medium. That's how you create your own reality. So praying is wonderful. Do it the right way, do it yourself. And gratitude. Gratitude is something that you always must. Wake up in the morning being grateful for what you have and going to bed at night being grateful for the good things that came to you today. And even if bad things came to you that day, thank for the contrast that is going to teach you something. There's always something to be thankful for. There's a new book coming. This new book is what happened after a gift from the stars. This new book will be about my encounters with Commander Valthor. It will be with my interactions with the Galactic Federation of Worlds, my trips in the solar system with Thorhan and all the Diary of the War and other goodies. It will be named We Will Never Let You Down. This sentence has been told to me by Commander Valthor and you know all about it. In that book there's 4-page wonderful forward from Laura Eisenhower and lovely words also from Michael Sala. You would see all this and my illustrations, of course. I drew everything I saw, everyone I met, and I met amazing people. There is a little goodies that only Michael Salah and another person know about, that Thorhan just gave me something explosive, something amazing, and Michael and I are going to do a video about it just before the launch of the book, probably on next Monday.